Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta wait for that. Welcome to Scout Trout Radio. And tonight we got an extremely special guest, the star of Last Chance U, won a national championship at East Mississippi. We know Scout Trout loves Mississippi football. We got some All-Americans from down there. One of my close friends, Jarrell Plow, actually played at his high school at Wayne County High School, is where he came out of. Had 41 tackles and two sacks this year, and a very fast return for a big man. Looks like he's moving like a dancing bear out there, as Coach Crunny likes to call him. But, from Shibuda, Mississippi, and he just recently has moved to Houston, Texas, and we were just talking about that. I got the star of Last Chance U, Ronald Ali. What's going on, bro? Ali, I did that last time, bro. My bad. What's going on, man?
You good, man? Not much, man. Just cooling, man. Just chilling.
Man, I always forget to click over. Like, after the show starts, you got to click back, and I forgot. I did that with Coach Perny, too. But, I gave you a stellar introduction, I thought. Man, I loved watching the television show. Seeing you operate on that show was very special under the conditions that, you know, I believe were extremely adverse for a young man in the situation that you guys come from. I went to a similar situation at Hargrave Military Academy, and that's how I met Jarrell Poe. But, so what's going on with you right now? You're just looking for a place to play, huh?
Yeah, kind of am, man. It's a little slow right now, but, you know, like, I guess it'll come to me.
Yeah, well, we're gonna work trying to make something happen for you here in a short time. And but the main thing is we're trying to get your transcripts, and that's probably the main thing holding you back right now, honestly. We need to get a hold of them and get things going. But I want to talk about, you know, everything that you've been through. How was your time at East Mississippi? How did it feel to win a national championship? I know you guys really worked hard as a unit together, and I know some things were tough, you know, with the coaching, and you guys really bonded together well that first year. And the second year was extremely impressive. Philip, I'm going into JUCO ball this year and, you know, trying to learn a little bit. Yo. Ali. Having bad reception right now with Ronald. He's on the line. You there, bro? But anyway, I'll wait for him to come back on here. Maybe he can get back. But I've offered Ali to come up and play for Northland this year. But looking at his situation, we are going to try and get him to a FBS school, you know, in the next week or two, hopefully, because he only has 1 year left of playing eligibility. So we're going to work on that, you know, the next week or two. And we're really happy about Ronald coming on with us as Scout Trout and helping him find a home, hopefully, this year, so he can use his redshirt year to sit out and then get on with his playing career at an FBS school. Going on here? Trying to get him back on. You there, Ronald? But we lost him. But he's still on the line. Comes back, but he's probably trying to get some service. But right now, with his current eligibility left, like I said, it would be better to get him in a 4-year that he wants to go to now and attempt to do that. And if not, try and get him, you know, working out and, you know, into the NFL draft early. Well, not early when he's supposed to go, but he's going to be a little late this year trying to get in the NFL. So tonight also I'm going to have Tony Richardson on the show, talk to him, wide receiver out of Dallas. Texas, Cedar Point, Texas, extremely good wide receiver. I named him as a Scout Trout All-American. He already has 2 offers from Midwestern and Culver Stockton. So I want to talk a little more to Ali, but it looks like we're having bad connection today. So got to talk to him another day. We had him on for a little bit, but see if I can get him here again, try and make the call out again. Yeah, I'll try one more time here. I'm going to dial out to Ali again here, see if we can get him.
Hello?
Hey, man, my bad. I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, yeah, man, I was trying to talk, but like I couldn't hear you or nothing.
Oh, yeah, my bad. It's probably the service, you know, on the radio station or whatever. But, yeah, my bad, man. I'm glad I got you back on. I was talking great things about you while you were off, talking about, you know, future plans if we don't find a school this year. But we're really going to push hard, like I said, the next couple of weeks to try and find an FBS, and if not, make a full-fledged attempt at the National Football League and the NFL draft. So, but, yeah, man, I was talking a little bit about, you know, you're playing, you're a great defensive tackle, big guy, very athletic. I really love the way you tore downfield after you picked up that fumble this year. national champion. I want to talk about, you know, your national championship in East Mississippi and a little bit of time you spent there.
The national championship year, that was my freshman year. I sat behind a great D tackle, man, and DJ Jones. He got drafted this year in the NFL draft to the San Francisco 49ers. So I was his backup, you know, and, you know, I got my plays when I got him, you know, when he needed a breather, you know. But other than that, my sophomore year, it was just my time. You know, but that championship year was kind of a setback year, you know. I ain't going to say a setback year, but it was, you know, I was a freshman behind the number one defensive tackle in the nation, so I could deal with that.
Yeah, that's tough, you know, when you want to play. I would have tried to devise a system, get you both out there on the field at once. But, you know, the next year you guys came up a little short, unfortunately, because of the fight at the end of the year, which was ridiculous, how they handled that, in my opinion, with letting you only go with 30 players to the first game, and it really shouldn't even have counted. And that was really sad because you guys went on a tear after that, and to see it come to an end like that because of, you know, some people in the office, you know, that's the hard thing I had, you know, a problem with. But, you know, how do you feel about that season, the second season? You guys played phenomenal and played as a unit.
The second season. My second season there was great. Like, it was a lot of freshmen. We had a lot of freshmen, but the sophomores, we had to pick up the slack. We had to make the big plays, you know. We had to do what we had to do, and that was it, really. Like, we couldn't do nothing else. We couldn't, like, there was no make freshman mistakes, so we just had to. We had to live with that, and they had to learn real quick from that. So, and that was it.
Yeah, you guys really bonded together. It seemed like off the field, a lot of you, and, I mean, that gets you through a lot. When you're, yeah, I went, like I said in the beginning, at Hargrave Military Academy. We had some great – I mean, in my opinion, that was one of the best defensive lines I ever played with, you know, in all my football career. And Melvin Elise, number one defensive end in the country, number one defensive tackle in the country, and, I mean, in Callahan Bright. And we just had a phenomenal team, and it was – we always fell short in the really crunch time situations because of the lack of discipline and the lack of coaching to be able to get us, you know, to the – and I really believe that the leaders of your team, you guys would have won a national championship the next year. You guys had a great defensive line coach. I love defensive line. It's really impressive, you know, for you guys to be able to do what you did. But let's go on to the next. You got an offer from Southern Miss, it says online, and you chose Nicholls State, and you played there this year. You're choosing to leave and attempt to go FBS level this year. I think you can do it. I think you're an FBS level player. I think you have the talent to do it. You know, what came up, your final decision to make that change?
It was just something that I felt like doing. Like it was something for me. Like people may say, take the opportunity, you know, take the opportunity that you got. But, you know, I see other people on TV, you know what I'm saying? They on TV, they get to watch their family get to watch them every Saturday, you know, on TV, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, why I can't do that? Why that can't be me? What's so different about me? So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with me. Like, I'm not a bad guy, I'm not a bad person, like, or I just need somebody to give me that chance, and when they do, I'm going to kick the door in.
We believe in you here, Ollie, for sure. Just because I believe ball players are built off of, you know, trials and tribulations really in their life, and the more that they got to face and the more they persevere through things, is better they're going to come out on the other side. And you definitely have a lot of characteristics of a next-level ball player after college. And, you know, we were talking about that earlier. There's other options. There's a lot of options for Ollie right now. A lot of people know who he is. A lot of people know the situations and stuff, and he's a really good kid. And, man, we love the smile and the jokes that he had on the television show. Man, I can't get enough of it. That's why people turn on that television show, Ollie. It ain't to watch Buddy yell and scream at you. It was to watch you joke around and smile and have a good time and play football. And, you know, yeah. And that's what some people are losing in the game. It is a game, and it needs to be fun. It needs to be, you know, we got to enjoy what we do. It is a job at the NCAA level. You know that now. It's a job, you know, so...
yeah, it is.
You know, they need to treat us like, you know, really, really, really good employees. And sometimes it's not like that, unfortunately. So, but yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited for your future. Even though it looks dark right now, you know, things come out, you know, okay in the end. I've been through so much in my career, a lot of concussions, a lot of people telling me, no, you can't do this, you can't do that. And, I said the same thing every day. Why can't I be that guy? Why can't I be that guy? My dad kicked in the NFL. Why can't I go do what he did? Like, he says I'm better than him every day. Why? Well, I'm a safety too. So you're nuts and you hit too hard and there's no kicker that does this or that and blah, blah, blah. It all comes down to shutting them off and doing you. And that's what I like about your attitude. And that's what a coach at a next level team or college should really appreciate about you. You know, you got a good outlook on it, and you got a good attitude. I don't care what people say. Your attitude's right. Everybody's trying to make it to the next level. Everybody's trying to advance in their job. Everybody's trying to do, you know, so you have a right. You're going to have to, like I said, you go FBS this year, you're going to have to sit out that year, but, you know, that's the price you pay, but you still get that chance then, the next year to be that
guy. Yeah, I'm willing to take it. That's a chance I'm willing to take sitting out this year, you know. Like, I'm willing to do that. Like, anything to just prove myself, you know. Like, some people that say they think I can't, but like I said, when that one person give me that opportunity, they'll be glad they did.
Amen, I believe that. And it is really a coincidence you're in Houston. A good friend of mine, NFL agent Corey Denard Williams, good man down there. We'll try and link these two up, get some training for Ollie if, you know, he's going to be off this year. Hopefully not. Hopefully he'll be in an FBS facility somewhere if it's not, you know, too late before we get some things handled. But like I said, Ollie, there's always other options. There's always other doors. You know, it's never the end in football until you want it to be. Especially when, you know, you put your faith in God, hard work, and just keep doing what you're doing. You know, I seen the concussion you got at East Mississippi, and, you know, I've dealt with a lot of them, and, you know, you handled everything well, I thought, after, you know, getting berated at the way you did, really bothered me. So you're a handler of adversity, and like I said before, like I say on every show, that's what the New England Patriots look for. That's what the top teams in the NFL all value the Steelers, guys who can handle adversity, because on the football field and in life, everything's not going to go perfectly or peachy keen.
Yeah.
You know, we know this.
I'm the person right now. I'm the person right now that can tell you life is not easy. Like, it don't matter where you're at, it don't matter what you're doing, adversity is going to come, and it's going to hit. It's going to hit in a way that you don't like it, but you got to take it, you know. And I've been dealing with that since I was 6 years old, you know. Like, I'm freshly, you know, I'm a little boy, and adversity hit me since six, and I've just been dealing with adversity ever since, you know. Like, I'm just waiting to get up out of it, you know. Like, I'm keeping a positive attitude, you know. Like, I'm just blessed, really, to be in the position that I am now, like, talking to you, you know. Like, just overcoming so much of it, you know. But, like I said, everything happens for a reason, man. And, like, I really do believe in that. So,
me too.
That's what it is.
I agree with you, man. I can't wait to meet you one day. I can see us crossing paths here soon. It'll be fun. I like to have fun. You like to have fun. Pretty much all the coaches at Scout Tribe, we like to have a good time. And, you know, because, you know, we're all good at what we do on the field, and that's what's different about us as coaches now that made the transition really from arena ball. Most of us never made it to the NFL where we wanted to, but we learned a lot, and we learned about the grind, and we learned about adversity, and we learned, you know, who made it and why they made it and what it took to make it. And, you know, I've had NFL shots. I've had, you know, a lot of opportunities, and, you know, failure built me into a different kind of coach, because I've learned that everybody's different and God has made everybody different.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about us. That's what's great about humans, you know. That's what intrigues me so much about every human being. And it's very interesting how we're wired, and why I'm into the mental side of the game. And you are a smart kid, Ali, and that's what impresses me about you, because academically I wasn't smart either. I couldn't do well on paper or whatever, but people call me a genius. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm 2.1 coming out of high school, you know what I mean? So how you judge intelligence and how everything goes in this world today is different. But my dad always said when I was a kid, the cream will always rise to the top. And I know it's a cliche, people say it all the time, but it's true. Good people with good character and good intentions, which you have, always will rise to the top. And, you know, that's what I want people to realize about what you're trying to do and where you're coming from and the attitude about it. Because a lot of people, yeah, you know, you're not, like, once you get to a certain level, you got to always strive for more, or you're going to get left behind. So, and that's how I thoroughly feel that way. So, I mean, you're either going to grind it out at Nichols and do the best you can there and crush everything and maybe get picked up to the NFL, or, you know, go do a year and then go kill it in an ACC, SEC or somewhere. And you never know. Or just take the year off. You don't know, because I've seen guys make it from everywhere in every situation, really, honestly. And that's the great thing about it. But, you know, we know the course we want to try and take, and you have a great attitude, like I said, and Coach Tillman loved talking to you. I talked to him for a while, and this is going to be a good relationship for everybody. And like I said, I'm not sure what the path's going to be right now. We got to figure it out, but we got to figure out, we know the first step, and we're getting that handled. So hopefully we get good news on all that, and you know, just keep praying and working hard, and, you know, keep working on them feet. You know, them feet are everything for you big guys.
Yeah.
So, you got anything else you want to talk about, big man? I'm going to get this wide receiver from Texas on here soon.
If you don't, like, I guess that'll be it, you know. Like, I said what I had to say, like, you know,
yeah, say whatever you want. This is your time to shine, big dog. You know me.
Like, I guess I had to say what I had to say already, you know. So I'm not
trying
to
make a
person too much.
Let me make one more statement. Ali was the star of Last Chance U, and he told me he was not ready for that. And no 17-year-old, 18-year-old is. So for him to handle everything and go through everything that he's gone through, and then you talk about the adversity he's been through since he was 6 years old, that's got to tell you something about the young man's character. His work ethic and his personality are off the charts. How can you not want this in your locker room? I know I do, but looking at the eligibility situation, we got to figure everything out. And but you know, that's all I want to say. You weren't seeking the limelight, you know, and that's what Ali. But it hit him, and like you said, he deals with it very well. He got a great smile, great personality, and you know, he's a hard worker, and those are three things that you want in your locker room, in my opinion. So, hey, man, great job tonight on the show. I think you really answered a lot of people's questions about who you are and, you know, what you're going through right now. So, good job.
Yeah, man, I just appreciate you having me on the show, man. I really do.
Oh, man, I loved having you. And like, once I seen you were connected to Poe and all that, and then you're in Houston now and stuff like that, God works in a lot of different ways, and he brought us together. And I really just reached out to you because I seen what was going on and seeing if you need some help, because that's what I do with Scout Trout. And, you know, it's a blessing to be in the position we're in, to have, you know, some opportunities hopefully available for you soon. So, I appreciate you being on and trusting us, because there's a lot of people who will just use you because you were that star of Last Chance U, and this was not meant for that. This was meant to get Ali out there and knowing and get his story on what he is trying to accomplish. And because it is a passion of mine to get these young men on the right path, to accomplish whatever their main dream is. And Ali's respect, it sounds like it's NFL. So if we got to try that route, we will go above and beyond. So, all right, brother. Well, it was nice talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on. And, yeah, I'm going to call Richardson now in Texas. But
thank you, man, once again.
Yeah, no problem, but call me anytime and let me know. I'll let you know in the next couple of days what we hear about the other stuff. So,
all right, just keep me updated.
I will, brother. Talk to you later, bro.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, that was great. I'm glad we got Ali back on the phone. Got to tell his story tonight on Scout Trout Radio. I've been seeing a lot circulating around the internet. It's been bothering me. When I burp on live radio, you know, it was bothering me. But, man, that was great. That was great. Okay, now I got to go call Richardson. Put his number in here. Tony. Get Tony on the phone. That was a great start to the show. We got about 22 minutes left of live airtime today. Man, Ali did a great job. Smart kid. Interesting, huh? Interesting what I know. Dial. Call failed. So I think I got the one in first. Well, it's not going through to Richardson. I'm going to text him the number. He's a wide receiver out of Texas All-American. I've been watching a lot of film on him. I just wrote a report, Tony Richardson Jr. Great athlete. I'm going to give him the number to call in real quick. But we had a star Last Chance U on. Good start to the episode so far. If we got to cut it off there, we cut it off there. But I'll talk for a little more, see if he answers. But Yeah, so that Last Chance U was a good show, but it showed me a lot about what was wrong with junior college football and the lower levels of college football, kind of just like the Arena League ended up being in the end. And that's kind of why I wanted to get into JUCO football, really, and why I'm going up to Northland. It's going to be a really good opportunity to change some things and maybe show people how it's done. I know that sounds a little crazy, coming from a 30-year-old ex-arena kicker, linebacker, but, you know, I believe in my abilities and my coaching skill set and everything like that, and my way, the way I go about it is different. You hear a little bit about how I coach. You know, I'm not going to create the adversity for these kids. They have enough of it, coming for where they come from, a lot of the situations they come from, a lot of the areas that they grew up in are not conducive for life in general. So when you know that and when you've been to those places and you don't sit in your house in Hollywood and talk crap, you understand. They're not dumb. They're not this or that because they can't take the SAT or this, you know. That kid, I could talk to him for days about some stuff. Yeah, these kids are, they're amazing, actually, some of them. So we tend to find them here at Scout Trout and, you know, really once we see them getting some injustice, be able to take care of their situation for them and hopefully have them come out on the plus side in life at least. So very excited about that interview. I don't think I'm getting a hold of Richardson, so if anybody wants to call in, you can. If not, I'm going to wrap it up soon. It was a really good show with Ali. You know, excited about him coming on with us. I'm going to make him a profile, do a little write-up, and get that rolling for him before I leave tomorrow for Minnesota, for Northland Technical and Community College. I'll be headed up there with Coach Tillman, Juwan McFalls, going on the way to coach and play some football. We're excited, you know, to go. We got a 4-bedroom apartment approved yesterday. Braxton and his family left today to go to head up there to Thief River Falls. I'm excited to coach him. I'm excited to coach all the guys that are coming up here. We got a lot of really good players. The roster looks stout. Excited to get this going, man. But, yep, got a lot of work to do tonight on this stuff. Got some more reports to push out. Dakota, James Turner, got a list here. They'll need official Scout Trout reports. And then I'll be off tomorrow to Thief River Falls. It's going to be an exciting time to coach junior college football, shoot some videos, produce the Northland TV, just talk to the guy from Last Chance U television show, the main attraction, Ronald Ali. Great kid. Excited for him. I think he's going to be surprised that maybe he made the right decision. You know, you got to go with your gut, got to go with what God tells you. And, you know, so, well, that was a great episode tonight. I'm going to end it here now. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Scout Trout Radio. I want to thank Ronald Ali for coming on the show and talking about his current situation and everything he's going through. And yeah, really excited about everything. So I will talk to you guys later and peace out.